Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the breaks. Going out to the hardcore hip hop.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237. We're continuing our conversation with KRS-One about the Hip Hop Alliance and the progression of hip hop for the last 50 years. And we go into a little bit of what's in the future for hip hop. Welcome back to Reaching Out.
Yes, indeed. I am so honored to be here again. And thank you for this. You know, the last time we spoke, we was talking about the internal structure of the Hip Hop Alliance. And I was breaking down basically the people that have taken real leadership roles within HHA and how we got there. Now, those of you that are just tuning in, go back and watch the other one, I guess, in that sense to get that whole piece. But I'm gonna move forward now and just talk more about. Well, you guide me as well in this, because I know you had more to actually go into, but I'll put a period on last week's discussion by saying that we got to do the HHA right. And this is why we're seeking advice. This is why we're doing it slow. We're making sure we have what we need and making sure we're coming at the idea of union correctly. Even as we form ourselves right now, I'm watching, you know, certain unions, people are striking here, striking there. We're looking and studying their methods, strike methods, what's going on. I mean, even as we speak now, SAG-AFTRA and others have joined in on this writer's strike, yes. You know, in that sense. And it seems like it's going to go on for a minute. And as you look at the cable and the television, things are looking real corny right now. Reruns are going up. It's not looking too good on TV right now. You need your writers, and TV is about to feel the pain of that right now. Movies as well, but we're studying that. We're looking at that. We're looking at the effects of this as well. It's a learning process for us as well, because also, you know, we're also, you know, as any union leader would know, you choose your battles. You choose your battles. You can't fight every battle every day all the time. But the ones you know can be changed, you know, put your armor on and go change it in that sense. So we want people to realize that HHA, which is the Hip Hop Alliance, yes, we call ourselves a labor force in respect to real unions, established unions. Yes, we are a union. We would like to become a union. That's more accurate to say we would like to become a union. We are going to become a union. And because of that, we declare that we are hip hop's first union today. But right now as we speak, we are a labor force for our culture right now as we speak. We're gathering up information about what we need as a culture, what our specific community needs. And right now, to be honest with you, our community, besides the money, money management is so crucial to our people right now. Because, you know, I used to always think that money management meant that after you made $1 million, now you need money management. After you become wealthy or rich, now you need money management. No, if you got $20, you need money management.
now let me tell you, we have a company called Stacy Braun that gives 6 hours of financial counseling to our members. A lot of our members don't take advantage of that. If they're watching, please contact us, Stacy Braun. 6 hours a year for money managing, help you with your taxes, help you with your finances. So please continue.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to write that. Stacy Braun.
Afterwards, you and I could connect you with them. They're a great firm. They don't sell our members anything. They're not advocating for them to go into financial firms or investments, nothing like that. It's just purely getting the finances together. Where you are is where they're meeting you.
Nice.
So I'll be happy to give you the information.
We'll talk after this. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Because this is precisely the type of advice we're looking at. And of course, you know, you take it in from all sides and form up an idea that's magnificent. And so, yes, we want that. But again, speaking to that money management, if you just got $50, a good money manager advisor can tell you how to make that 50 work. And that's what I'm saying. Most people think, especially in the hip hop community, mm-hmm. they say, no, you got to be Jay-Z first before you can get a financial advisor. No, with the paycheck that you have, if you had an advisor on that paycheck, a good advisor, they can get you where you need to go. They can double, triple that paycheck. But it's a mentality issue. Most people think that financial advice is for the rich. And who told you that? What makes you think that? You know, nobody, that's no rule nowhere. Financial advice is financial advice. And again, at any level. So our people need this. They need that information. And so do we. From a different level, but nonetheless the same knowledge. As an organization, we need to be fiscally responsible. We need to be able to turn our money around as well. If you invest in us in any kind of way, you should feel comfortable with that investment and come away feeling like, yo, I'd like to invest again. That was hot. That something came of this. I see the result. That's what we really want. So we got to move slow, though. We did our big boom. We did the bash. I was getting ready to do another video, but we voted it down because we said, you know, it's moving us over into more of an entertainment kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we try to keep a conservative image here. But the first one we did, when I first became chairman, we went out to make everyone know that we were here. This is our mission. This is what it is. And so on. Now we're getting the internal work done. And some people are asking us as well, what are you doing and what's going on? And we want those questions as well, because it also shows us that, and shows them, this is not an entertainment endeavor. It's about the entertainment industry because that's what we're prevalent in. But this thing is going to branch out into sports. This thing is going to branch out into all areas of fashion. And really the college area, the collegiate area as well. We're looking to set standards for hip hop's museums as well. You know, there's a bunch of museums out. The workers there have no standards going in. People are literally slaving for the museum. Museum curators and owners are telling them, well, for the good of hip hop, you know, you need to come here and work 8 hours for free. As an intern or something like that, while they collect sponsorship dollars and every other money to build the museum or put the artifacts in it. We like to set standards on that, and not by telling them how to run their business, but by setting up our own museums and setting the standard in our own hip hop museums and exhibits in that sense, which will show the world or show the museology world that, yeah, really the whole museology world, really. I'm just zeroing in on hip hop, but it will show everybody how you can treat a museum staff. Because, you know, there's some stories, some horror stories coming out of other museums as well. These big museums like the ones on Fifth Avenue, I'm not gonna say anybody's name here, but you know, these big museums, their staff is not happy. Their curators are not being compensated at the level they think they should be. And for the work that's being put in, well, hip hop's exhibits and museums should, by example, show something different. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, tell us what's unfolding now. We went through the Hip Hop Alliance, the union. Tell us what's unfolding for the celebration that's happening in the New York City area around the 50th anniversary of hip hop.
This is a sacred weekend. August 11th, 2023 is hip hop's birthday. The 12th is the weekend that everybody's, this is Saturday, that everybody's gonna celebrate, because Friday is still a working day for most of hip hop and most of the Bronx. Saturday is the day we come out and say, all right, let's take a look at this culture for real. And then of course, Sunday. But some promoters have chosen, like Yankee Stadium, for instance, have chosen to put ticket prices up that the people of the Bronx can't even afford. And on top of that, on the sacred day, August 11th, 2023, out of all days to do this, we're making money on hip hop all year round. We're all calling this a 50th and that a 50th and t-shirts and books. And but this one day, this one weekend really, we can't give back to the people. Well, many promoters said no. And those making money on hip hop, I'm not going to call names here, but just think about everybody who's made money on, you know, I'm itching to say, but I'm just saying those that make money on hip hop, very few of them are coming back now, but still want to exploit hip hop as to give themselves credibility or even sell a straight up product. Regarding hip hop, we're writing all of that down as well. We're seeing who showed up at the 50th and who didn't. So now when we see 51, 52, and you talking about, you know, support your brand or support your company, no, we have you written down over here. So the idea is, well, how does the culture itself respond to this commercial exploitation of its 50th anniversary? We respond in the following ways. First, we shut down Sedgwick Avenue. Hip hop started at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. So let's go back to 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx, put a huge sound system right out in front of the street, in front of 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. Blast the music all the way down the block. Free to the public, by the way. Free to the public. We call it the Hip Hop 50 Years Block Festival. That's the Hip Hop 50 Years Block Festival, August 12th, out in front of 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. We're actually taking up four buildings. It's 1514, 1520, 1600, and I think 1610. All these buildings are gonna get hit. All the tenants associations are with us. The Block Association is with us. The Bronx is on fire. Well, I shouldn't even say that. The Bronx is hot right now in that sense. So we started to do our August 12th event. We went to the city, started asking for permits. Yo, we want permits to close down the street and so on. Come to find out, Mayor Eric Adams has declared his hip-hopness and said, I'm a hip-hop mayor myself. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm throwing 5 dates. I want to throw 5 dates in the New York area, and one for every borough. This trickled over to my friend Matthew and his great wife Jocelyn of Afropunk, or actually the organization they're coming through now is It's All Black Music Corporate. Not for profit. It's All Black Music. That's the name of the company we're coming through for this event right now. And so we teamed up with them, and what a joy it was, because I just went in for permits and came out with the Department of Sanitation, the police, fire, EMS, highway, SAPO, which do the street permits and stuff like this. All of these people turned out to be hip hop themselves. We did a walkthrough in front of 1520, the chief of fire for the Bronx. He was there and aware of what was going on. The police, my good friend Kennedy, there, you know, who we work with on the 49th anniversary of hip hop, the 42nd precinct, they all hip hop. They understand. They know. Could you imagine 20, maybe just 15 years ago, we couldn't have did this. We couldn't have did this. They would have been afraid. Somebody would have kept coming up with something. This is going to go wrong. No, sanitation is like, we got to clean this area up. Look at it. We're embarrassed. Look at this. The head of sanitation is out there looking at the area. We got to clean this up. We got to do this. The world is coming to the Bronx. We got to make this happen. It really warmed my heart. And I say this to all my revolutionaries out there listening to me, because, you know, when you're young, you grow up, you say, look, you see what's going on in the community. You see the corruption. You see the damage being done to people. You see the unjust, the injustice within society. But then knowledge does reign supreme. And it's a bittersweet, because in by no means am I, I can't say the word condoning, because like once you have knowledge of something and you understand why things are the way they are, you kind of let them be the way they are then, now that you understand it. And for me, it's a bittersweet, because I now understand why some things in this city are the way they are. But I still have this urge to change it, though. I'm not complacent in the sense that we like sanitation. Okay, the Bronx is dirty. We need a full all-out campaign to clean up the Bronx. Okay, Brooklyn, you get your old people. Queens, y'all figure yourselves out. Come on, Manhattan, you know. But the Bronx, come on, this is our home. This is what we claim. This is what our neighborhood. Why does it have to look like this? Now, of course, sanitation has got to step up its job. But what is it that causes garbage to begin with? The mentality of the people. So it's not a sanitation issue, really. It's really, why are we throwing garbage in the street, y'all? Why can't we have a little more pride, a little more dignity, a little more respect about where we live? And so obviously this takes a bigger campaign. This is a, you know, but these are the type of campaigns that we want to come with. We want to raise money to put commercials on air that says, love your neighborhood, clean up after your dog, or don't let your kids run around like this. You know, where are those commercials? They're costly. So, you know, back in the days, we used to have the United Negro College Fund. And every once in a while, it used to come on. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'm a young kid. They used to blow my mind. Like, wow, what do they mean by that? And the music be low and slow. And you see somebody winning something. Like, you know, somebody just left college or something. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Or the other one, you know, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your child is?
Yes.
Like these things, these are other movements that saw the need for civility. But again, were they funded? Obviously they ran out of money. You know, you can't keep doing this without the support. So we want to pick up that mantle and say, no, let's put these commercials back online, on the air. Do you know where you, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your child is? It's 10 o'clock. Have you hugged and kissed your child? Have you hugged and kissed your spouse? Have you called your mother, your father, your ancestors? Have you checked in on the elderly? You know, sometimes people just need that reminder and comes through by way of a commercial. But I digress into other things. But the point here is, come back here. It was wonderful to see New York City, especially the Bronx, come together on behalf of hip hop. I was done at that point. I was like, this is the greatest ever. So we got all our permits, we got everything together. Now the mayor is announcing 5 of these events going on in the city. Our Bronx event, which was already going on, we just linked it to the mayor's other 5, because we're the Bronx. Our event is his Bronx event, right. In that sense. We linked our event there, but the other 4 we're not getting the attention that the Bronx event was, because we're doing the Bronx on our own regardless. And the mayor kind of came in. We kind of all came together really on that. But Queens, Brooklyn, Harlem, Staten Island, we got to get it up. We got to get it together. So I said, look, I'll do as many of these dates as I can. I think I'm going to appear in the Bronx. I am appearing in the Bronx. I think I'm going to appear in Brooklyn as well as Queens. I wanted to run out to Staten Island as well. And Harlem even. But, you know, Harlem could get some top-notch acts to come through. And I even think Lil Wayne is actually going to be in Harlem for one of these for one of these dates. I'm going to lend myself to all five of these dates. And Native Tongue as well. I was talking to Drez from Black Sheep. He was coming and said he's going to do all five dates as well. And I guess as our names get out there, others might join in and say, we're doing it. This is free to the public. This is free to the public. And you have to want to come for free. In that sense, this is the give back. This is the give back. So it takes a certain type of person to do that without obligating anybody. But if you true to this culture, the question is, what does the culture get without paying anything, without being told, without being pushed a product on? Where can you see KRS? Do South Bronx, Criminal Minded? Come on, let's step into a world. Let's get this off for free, okay, for free. And others. So on August 12th at the Bronx, we got Chuck D, Public Enemy, Flavor Flav coming through, everybody on that side. You got Talib Kweli coming through. We put a shout out to Mos Def, see if he wanna come through. But Talib is definitely there as well. Wise Intelligent and Culture Free. Poor Righteous Teachers, basically, coming through. Bone Crusher. I ain't never scared.
Yeah,
I ain't never scared.
As big as he is, he don't have to be scared.
Bone Crusher coming through. Yeah. And a whole host of others. Obviously, Kid Capri, Grandmaster Flash, Grandmaster Caz, our DJs are there. It's 9 hours of just hip-hop.
But there's a website everybody could go on and they could see this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's actually two. One is right now is the birthplace of hiphop.nyc. That's birthplace of hiphop.nyc. The other one is hiphop50years.com. Hiphop50years.com is the RSVP site. If you want to RSVP to go into 1520 Sedgwick Avenue on the 12th, see the exhibit, take in a little bit of the inside of hip-hop's history, you got to RSVP because the building is still a resident building. It's a straight up and down building. And space is small. It only holds about 40, 50 people. Imagine that. This is where hip-hop begins. But if you want to come and make that pilgrimage, RSVP at hiphop50years.com. Information-wise, is birthplaceofhiphop.nyc. And you could also RSVP there as well. But the other website I gave you is specifically for that. And there's perks with that. There's all types of things, you know, you could get involved with there to enjoy the day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing this time with us and this history and the future. And giving us just your time, giving back to the community. And I want to thank KRS-One for coming on. If you have anything you want to discuss, Union Hip Hop, you're always welcome back to come on this show anytime you want. I'm Gregory Floyd. This has been Reaching Out. We had the incomparable KRS-One. Thank you very much.
Man, thank you.
Peace. MCs act like they don't know. Some MCs don't like the KRS, but they must respect them. Don't burn and don't breeze. Yes, some MCs believe they can tangle with the likes of these. Cross the T's and dot your I's whenever I arrive. Wide, magnified, live like the ocean tide. You dope, you lie. I reside like artifacts on the wrong side of the tracks electrified. Coming around the mountain, you running hot. Open your defense mechanism.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.